Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Puerto Rican families displaced by Hurricane Maria can stay in hotels in the U.S. for another 3 weeks. That's because for the second time since Sunday, a federal judge in Massachusetts ordered the federal government to continue to pay for emergency shelter for hundreds of Puerto Rican families. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
When Betty Medina Lichtenstein first got the news that the shelter assistance program was extended 3 weeks, here's how she reacted.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not much. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for the 3-month extension.
Medina is executive director of Enlace de Familias in Holyoke, one of several nonprofits across Massachusetts charged with delivering services to Puerto Rican storm refugees. She says any extension of the shelter deadline is welcome, even 3 weeks. But now there's a further complication. Some of her clients have already left their hotels, and now it's a question of whether she can track them down to let them know they can return.
That's the kicker. How do we get back in touch with them? And then for some of them, they might tell me blow smoke somewhere else for 20 days, and then they got to pack up again. But during this heat wave, some might be grateful.
Nearly 10 months after Hurricane Maria, nearly 1,000 Puerto Ricans across the country are staying in hotels under FEMA's Temporary Sheltering Assistance Program. The program was extended 4 times, but on June 30th, FEMA planned to end it for good, citing the refusal of the governor of Puerto Rico to request an extension. Over the weekend, a federal judge placed an emergency restraining order to keep the funding in place through July 4th. And this morning, the federal judge presiding over the case, Timothy Hillman in Worcester, extended it another 20 days. Hillman said in his ruling that arguments from both sides are to be in by 2 weeks from tomorrow. Hector Pinero is representing the Puerto Rican aid recipients.
The court needs to give the government an opportunity to be heard and to brief on all of these different issues, whether there's a property right, whether the government is engaged as it provides disaster relief, whether that's a discretionary function, or whether it's something more that rises to a constitutional level.
Pinero says he plans to cite similar cases involving victims of Hurricane Katrina, some of whom were covered under the emergency shelter program for 1.5 years. A spokesman for FEMA said on Twitter the agency will abide by the 3-week extension and declined to comment further. One of the hurricane evacuees staying in the Boston area is Sheila Morales. Living in Morovis, Puerto Rico, when the hurricane came, she says it destroyed her home and everything she owned. Now, with nowhere to return to and in need of medical care, Morales says she has to deal with FEMA trying to cut assistance. This is horrible what they're doing to us. And on top of everything we've been through, we've been under huge pressure to leave the hotel. The extension didn't provide much relief, but Morales and hundreds like her can now stay in place until checkout time July 24th. Judge Hillman says he plans to issue his order the day before. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simon Rios.